Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So great to be with you once again. Remember, everybody, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me, if you want me to speak at your next event, all of that goes through Natalie, our producer. You can email her at nat@growmycleaningcompany.com, or you can give us a call at 480-648-5149. Do it right now before you forget, because we love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Mohammed Sheikh Zen from Basma Cleaning. Basma has been serving Dubai with residential cleaning services since 2015. If you want to reach out to Mohammed and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.basmacleaning.com. That's spelled B-A-S-M-H cleaning.com. Mohammed, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I am fantastic. And I was telling Mohammed before we started that this is our first guest from Dubai. So I know I'm interested, and I think Cleaning Nation would be interested. And tell me what the cleaning universe is like out there, my friend.
Yeah, we are at Basma Cleaning Services. We are doing cleaning services in Dubai. Basically, now we are doing general services for cleaning, and we are focusing in residential cleaning at the moment.
Okay. So you personally are doing residential. Is that big business out in Dubai, or is that kind of a novelty?
Yeah, it's very demanding. It's very demanding. As Dubai is like a business community, so people, they don't have a time to focus on the housekeeping job. So they used to refer this kind of thing to the cleaning company. This is what we are doing now in Dubai.
Cool. So you started about a year ago. Is it just you, or do you have employees? Give us a little bit about the overview of what your company looks like today.
Yeah, actually, it started a little bit hard. As a business starting just now, but it's started going. It's fine.
Okay, cool.
It's fine now. It's doing well. Yeah.
All right. Are you you married, man? Are you single? Tell us a little bit about the life and times of Mohammed.
Yeah, I'm still single, unfortunately. That would be more attractive for my single client to call my company.
Well, come on out to the States. I think the ladies would go nuts for a guy with a cool accent.
Yeah, we have here, I know from my database in my company that we have a lot of single clients. They are ladies and they are Arabic.
Well, there you go.
I can recognize them from the data I have, yeah.
All right, well, you'll have to call in later. Let us know how your search for a bride continues, my friend.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, shoot. Let's jump in, man. I am dying to give you some service. How can I help you today?
Okay. We are in Basma Cleaning Services. We are doing, like, as I mentioned, residential services. I used to follow Grow My Cleaning Business, this website. I used to browse also the Facebook page. It has some nice idea. I used to follow sometimes the broadcast and the YouTube. Actually, it's doing well in my company, but as I mentioned before, still we have a little problem is that there is some kind of a client really they need cleaning for one time, like after party cleaning or like move in, move out cleaning. Like normally, this kind of people they used to clean by their own, but they have some specific occasion or they have something, so they used to clean. They used to use the cleaning company. Those kind of people really they are making me headache, because I'm still have hard time to attract them back to my company. We are using the call after the service, and the feedback is very good. Like the place where we attended, very good service. But still, those people, they are not interested to call again. Even we are sending for them in WhatsApp, we are sending SMS, but like not anymore. So really, I'm still having that, how we really can attract them again.
Okay, so what I hear you saying, just so I make sure that I'm clear and Cleaning Nation is clear, you've got a lot of one-time clients that are happy with the service, but then they don't come back and become repeat clients. They just buy that one time.
Never.
Okay, cool.
Even we are affording very reasonable price, like it's market price or sometimes a little bit less with some offers, like 1 hour free as we are doing it in Dubai, like hourly basis. So sometimes we are offering after third time visit 1 hour free, or we are doing some offer, but still we cannot attract them again, or very hard.
Okay, so there's a couple pieces of that puzzle I'd like to cover with you. First of all, how are you getting these customers? How are they finding you in the first place?
We are doing a lot, like sometimes maybe a flyer, sometimes referral, sometimes online, whatever, like different. It's the normal marketing. Or sometimes maybe there is a client provider, like you know, sometimes there is a big website they used to provide the client for other company, and they will share with you some commission. So it's like this is how it works.
Okay, so it's important that you know where these customers are coming from, because the first piece is the hardest job is to find someone that just has a move out cleaning and just has one thing, that isn't interested in ongoing cleaning for whatever reason, and try and convince them to move to ongoing cleaning. That's not a fight or a battle I want to do. It's too much time, it's too much money, it's too much headache, and it's not effective. So the first step is I would work on attracting the right client. So instead of attracting a one-time clean and trying to convince them to move to ongoing cleaning, start attracting people that want ongoing cleaning and then just take care of them. So I'm going to give you some more strategies, but that's the foundation. If you're attracting the wrong person, what I'm telling you is going to be minimally effective. But if you're attracting the right person, the next step is going to really help. So do you see the difference between someone that just wants a one-time cleaning and someone that wants ongoing cleaning? And do you understand that you get to choose who you attract, right? When you say, just the normal stuff, they just kind of come. You've got to take charge of that and decide how you're going to attract the clients, and more importantly, which clients you're going to attract. Does that make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
So start by identifying the clients that are most likely to be ongoing clients, right? If it's move in, move out, for whatever reason, just have one job and then I want you to go repeated, then stop looking for those customers and maybe even stop accepting those customers. If you find that married couples with the husband working and the wife staying at home is typically the profile that is going to have ongoing service, then start focusing all of your marketing efforts on them. So step one, identify who wants ongoing cleaning. Step two, start marketing towards those people. Step three, if you really want to get aggressive, is to make a standard. For me, I wouldn't, if I had a residential cleaning business today, I would not accept a client.
What is the last one?
What I'm going over right now. If I was going to start a residential cleaning company right now, I would not accept clients that weren't going to get service at least twice a month, and I'd really focus on clients that were going once a week. So if they came and said, I just want you to come once, I wouldn't even accept them as a client. I would require twice a month is the goal of what they're looking for. So that's, you don't have to get that extreme, but that's probably what I'd recommend. Any questions on that before we move on?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So once you've done that, the next step is to put into place some sort of funnel or some sort of drip marketing where you're continually reaching out to these people that haven't purchased from you in a while. And I don't know about offers like free cleanings or discounts. Not that you can't use that, but those generally aren't compelling, or if they are compelling, they're compelling to your bottom of the barrel clients, not the premier clients. So you want to have a drip system where you're constantly touching them, and that can look like phone calls every couple months. It can look like a newsletter, printed newsletter that you send them. It can look like an email campaign where you touch base with them periodically. You can send them gifts. You can be creative with the mail. You can take that newsletter and make it a electronic newsletter and a paper newsletter. You can write blogs periodically. So you want to kind of create a system where you're constantly touching people and reminding them of what you do. So you want to continue building a list as you go. When you do cleaning services and they don't call back, you put them on your list, and then that list gets an email every week and a phone call every month and a package or a newsletter sent every month. That's how you start converting. Once you've got the right customers, that's how you start converting one-time customers into ongoing customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Actually, I'm trying now to create something like, of course, SMS campaign. As long as we have the data, we have the contact number for our client beside the address. So we will start now, like at the first of the next month, we will start to send SMS to remind them, especially now here in Dubai, the people that came back from vacation after Eid, you know. After Eid, so the people, they come back to, from vacation, and their children, they go to schooling again. So we have to send now like SMS, as you said, find way to retouch them again or from time to time.
Yeah, that's a great point. Anything that is kind of time specific is helpful. Like, I don't know if they have this in Dubai, but in the States we have spring cleaning, right? Everyone's like, oh, we've got to do spring cleaning. So you're exactly right. You want to enter the conversation that the client's already having in their mind. So if you've got, I don't know who does the hiring where you're at, but if you've got like the mom that kind of is the one that does that, and she's thinking, oh, I got to get these kids back to school, and we've got school shopping, and there's a lot going on, and we just came back from vacation, I feel overwhelmed. That's a great point to enter that conversation she's already having in her head with your communication, whether it's email or phone or mail, doesn't matter. You want to kind of, that's exactly mm-hmm. right. You want to be timely. And that works with holidays as well. So I don't know what Dubai's holidays are, but you know, for here, for Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. hey, we're giving thanks to all of our customers. Here's a special reason you should come back. On Christmas, here's a gift for you. On Valentine's Day, we love our customers. And again, I'm sorry, I'm using all American holidays. I'm not familiar with Dubai, but that's a great opportunity when the seasons change, when people go back to school, whatever's kind of going on in the minds of your customers, you want to jump into that conversation. That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you mentioned something like it's come from my mind, but I am afraid to do it at my company. You said something like about maybe gift we hang it on the door for our client to remind him about ourselves again. Is it this kind of thing, it will make sense, like, for example, more than SMS? To find SMS again in his mobile, like, thanks for using Basma cleaning, call us again. If we hang, like, you know, something like small gift just to, you know, maybe to touch his heart, maybe this is what you mean or something. This kind of thing, it will push him to call us again.
All right, so are you, I just want to make sure I'm clear on what you're asking. What I think I hear you asking is, would a door hanger make sense, like the little paper door hanger is saying, hey, you were a customer before, we want you back. Are you asking if that would be an appropriate use of a door hanger?
I don't mean here paper hanging. I mean like a gift, something like small gift.
Okay. First of all, I do like that. If you're going to do door hangers, I like if you do it on repeat customers' doors. I like notating, hey, we miss you as a customer. Come back. We're sad that you're gone. But in terms of a gift, mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of leaving gifts at the door. I'm okay with sending gifts. And when you do that, you want something that's somewhat inexpensive, but thoughtful and cute and creative, because if you're going to send 100 of these, you can't spend $50 a client, you know, if they're only spending a couple hundred bucks a month. Mm-hmm. So go with, mm-hmm. if you're going to send a gift, go with creativity over expensive, thoughtful over expensive. Mm-hmm. And I love sending gifts. And when you do, make sure the packaging is big, right? I'm a big fan of little, you know, I don't know what mail systems they have out there, but we get a lot of junk mail here where people just send you stuff and you don't want it goes right in the trash. I'm a big fan of thinking of creative packaging to make sure that you get their attention and they open your gift and interact with your message. So yeah, I think gifts are a great idea, but I'm more of a fan of sending them than leaving them at the door.
Still, I'm thinking to try this to say, but still, you know, SMS is more reachable and not that much expensive, not that much costly.
Okay, I'm not sure I understand what's not expensive?
The hanging gift on the door.
Oh, the hanging gift
more
on the door.
More than to do SMS campaign, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's something you'd have to test. And certainly there's nothing that works in every market in every type of customer. So yeah, if you test it and have good luck with it, leave us a post in the Facebook group and let us know your results. All right. Any other questions before we move to the lightning round?
No, that's fine.
Okay, cool. Let's do the lightning round. We'll give you the opportunity to give back and share with Cleaning Nation. Three quick questions. I'm sure you're going to give three amazing international answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Sorry, again?
The best piece of advice that you've ever received.
The quality of the sound mic is not that much clear. Can you repeat again?
What is the best piece of advice you have ever received?
Best advice, best advice, you know, I want to advise this one and I want to repeat it again and again and again. In the cleaning company, your capital is the people. We are not selling cars, we are not selling goods. So I want to recommend again and again, guys who's going on to have a cleaning business, focus to hire good people, good cleaners, good admin who's answering the phone, and good drivers.
Great point. I could not agree with you more. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that we can learn from?
I hired in the beginning bad people, and that cost me a lot.
Say that again, please. Hiring bad people?
I hire bad people. I hire bad stuff, and that cost me a lot.
Yep. That, some things are exactly the same in the United States as they are in Dubai, my friend. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away to improve their lives or their business?
Actually, it's something that it's not about Cleaning Nation exactly, specifically, but let's go for every business. Start with the right people, and you don't need to be afraid if you are really willing and interested to do this business. You don't need to be afraid that you don't know the specific thing and the small thing, the accurate thing. It's enough that you have the major line and you focus to have a good people that they have a passion. When they are coming to your company to do living all, you know, they have a passion to do the work. Even they are cleaner, but they have a passion and they are interested to be cleaner, really. So don't be afraid to start this business, and really this business is profitable. If you know how to manage it well, if you know how really to do it well, it's profitable. A lot of people, they are not recognizing this business like it's only about cleaning. Maybe it's about a bottle of water and why, but it's not easy business for sure, but in the same time, it's not possible and it's profitable business. Let them do it, really.
Well said, Mohammed. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion and your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Mohammed's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.